686-2222.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you joining us this morning. If we can help you, our phone number is 855-660-4261, and we'd love to hear from you. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up first this hour?
First up, we've got Hank from Cape Cod with a question about his lawn.
Good morning, Hank, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you, Paul, and happy Easter to you, too. I got a lawn problem. My lawn used to be good, but last year it started to get spotty, and I put on some of this, it's the seed with newspaper in it, and the grass did come up. But what happened this spring, I put on some lime, and I put on some feed and weed and feed, but my lawn is very, very spotty. And it looks terrible. It's from 1 square foot to 2 or 3 square feet, and it's all spotty all over. And I don't know what to do with it. I'm wondering if I should get a grass company to come in and like Mr. Green or something like that, or should I try to fix it myself?
Okay. How large is the area that you're talking?
Well, I don't have a huge lawn. It's less than 1,000 square feet of lawn, but it's spotty all over.
Okay. What I would do, see, you're using a combination grass seed with a green colored newspaper mulch. And that's a very expensive way, unless you're just doing little patches here and there. What I would do is, and you don't have to do this all the same day and kill yourself and, you know, then be sore for a long time. Get a steel rake, just a flat steel rake. Start at one end of the lawn. Put a little bit of pressure on it. And rake the lawn so that you're cutting a little groove into the soil about a half an inch deep. And it may be something where you'll work for maybe a half an hour today. Maybe after lunch, another half an hour. Tomorrow, another half an hour. Until you've done the whole area. So just scratch up that top half inch of soil, start at one end and work in a straight line, you know, in rows until you've softened up the soil for the whole area. Then I would buy a good quality seed. Now, being that you're on Cape Cod, you've got a couple options. You can use something like the Pearl's Premium, which will require less work and will tolerate the sandy soil, or Jonathan Green has the grass seed that's called Black Beauty. And Black Beauty will have a root system that will penetrate the ground up to 18 inches in depth. And that would work real well. Now, Bonide has also come out with a drought tolerant grass seed. And a lot of the garden centers are now selling it. It's called DuraTurf, DuraTurf. And they have a blend for drought. And being that you live in an area where your soils are sandy, normally warmer than any place else, a drought-tolerant seed, a seed like Black Beauty or the Pearls would be better. If you go to an all bluegrass seed, a bluegrass seed doesn't go into the ground deep enough. And if you're not able to water, then the bluegrass will go dormant on you, while these blends of seed will not go dormant. They grow deeper into the ground. So you scratch the ground, put down your seed, get some lime to help sweeten the soil, or Jonathan Green, something called Magic Cal, and then water, water, water. But I thought you mentioned that you put down a weed killer. Now, if you put down a crabgrass preventer, you will have to wait 6 weeks from the time that you applied it. But what you can do is you can scratch up the soil. That will break up that barrier. And then 2 weeks from now, take a bamboo rake, rake the lawn really hard and stiff, and that will break up the barrier that reforms a second time, weakening it. And then on the sixth week, rake it a third time, and that should totally destroy the product, allowing you to plant the grass seed. And at that point, use a straight lawn seed starter. Keep it wet, and you'll be in great shape. But again, if you use a crabgrass preventer, you need to take a bamboo rake to that lawn every other week. I would do it every week, since it's only 1,000 square feet, to break up that barrier so that the sun can get to it, the moisture can get to it, and to help kill that product that you put down, because you cannot seed and use a preservative, a weed preventer at the same time. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gavin from Maine with a question about deer.
Gavin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I hope you can help me. I am having a heck, and I mean heck of a time, keeping the deer out of my yard. They're like, they're crazy for the hostas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They love hostas. So they're coming in, they're eating the hostas, they're trampling over everything. It's like a feedlot in the back of my house. But what do you
do? If you have hosta and you have a wooded area, It will be difficult. But there are a couple of good products on the market.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what you should do. One of them is called Deer Scram.
Yeah.
It's
I tried
it's
that.
Okay.
I put that stuff
now,
were you
reapplying it every couple of weeks?
I put it right on the deer.
You put it on the deer?
Yeah. There was one in the yard. and I took that stuff and I put it, I poured it on the beer, and it didn't go away.
Well, I mean, discram is something that you put on the foliage, and it changes the taste of the foliage so that the deer will not eat it.
Yeah, but these things,
so,
these are aggressive, man. These things are coming in my yard, and I put the deer scram on them, and they don't seem to, they don't even bother them. Like, they're digging under fences. I put up a chain link fence, and they cut through it.
Wow, and you really have a problem.
Yeah.
So they're jumping over the fence.
Oh, they're jumping over, they're getting under it. They're in my garage. I found there was one on my front porch. I came home from work the other day, and there was a deer on my front porch. There was one in the tool shed, and then there was just a little one, small one, in the barbecue pit.
Well, what I would do then is I would contact your local county extension and see if they can come to the house and help you out.
Somebody, like also, the Marines or something.
Yeah. Call your local county extension service and see if they can come up.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite goof-proof organic fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you listening in this morning. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If you have the time, give us a call and we'll try and help you to solve one of your gardening questions. We're talking with a man about deer, and deer can be very, very much of a problem, as you heard him tell, with deer having been every place. If you can alternate products like Deer Off and Shake Away, then they don't get accustomed to the smell. And they really do work. But you have to reapply after heavy rain, and alternating is the best way. So, you know, if you've had Deer Off, it's worked to a certain extent, but they're still coming back, then try Shake Away. Different ingredients, different smell, works differently, and if you can confuse them, maybe you can keep them out. But if your house is wide open and they're in the garage, they're in the tool shed, every place else, I think it's going to take more than just an animal repellent. But try alternating for the best results. Now, I want to tell you about a new product on the market. I used it last year in my garden because I wanted to test it. It's called Grow Point Garden Water Saver. And you can see it on the internet. Just go to www.grow-point, P-O-I-N-T. And it's made in New Hampshire. It's a green plastic container with no bottom on it that you put in your garden, and you plant directly in it. And it has a big lip on it so that it will collect the rainwater, and when you water, a lot better. And it directs the water directly to the root system of the plant. It eliminates cutworms. It is a great way to grow plants that require more moisture, and it also helps to warm up the ground. I grew some green peppers and red peppers in them, and they did incredible. I grew some squash that requires a lot of water. And with the way that this is built, it's easy to get the water directly to the roots so that the weeds don't get any water in your garden. So check it out if you get a chance. It's just grow, G-R-O-W, dash, point, point.com. They have a little video on their website that will show you how it works. But I had good results with it, and I'm going to be using more of them in my garden this year. Okay, we have been talking about some of the Easter plants and some of the Easter flowers and how well they will do for you in your home. When you have a vase of cut flowers, if you can keep the vase out of the sun, it would make a big difference for two reasons. First of all, the sun will warm up the vase or the container, make the water warmer, which will speed the way that the flower blooms. If the sun hits the foliage and the flower, it will speed it up even more. So keep it out of the direct sun, and your cut flowers will bloom longer for you. The cooler you can keep them, the longer they're going to bloom for you also. So when you need to add water as the plant drinks, instead of adding water, add ice. Or a combination of. It will cool down the plant, slow down the rate of it growing, and they'll bloom longer for you. Now, certain plants will bloom longer if you clean them. If you have any oriental lilies in your arrangement, pull out the pollen sacs. The yellow pollen sacs. It will keep it cleaner looking, and it will extend the blooming time by 2 days.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruitflies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew. And it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you listening this morning. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Cape Cod with a question about Amarilla.
Barbara, good morning and happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter, Paul. Thank you. I have an amaryllis that I've had two seasons now, and I can't get it to blossom, and I'm just wondering if you got any suggestions.
Okay. Tell me how you're taking care of it. Is it something that's potted, or are you planting it in the garden?
It's, you know, it was in a pot, and then in the summer I put it out in the garden, then brought it back in the fall and, you know, cut the yellow leaves off, let it rest for about 8 to 10 weeks, and brought it up and fertilized it. And this is the second season and still no flower.
Okay. Have you been feeding it on a regular basis? I mean, like every couple of weeks with a liquid food?
I would say yes. Even in the summer when I had it out in the garden, I would use, like, Miracle-Gro or something.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So you let it go in the garden, then you dig it out.
Yes.
And store it in your basement and remove the leaves as they go from yellow, or go from green to yellow and then brown.
Yes.
Okay.
Then
and
I
then
cut
you
them back.
Repart it. Yeah, then you cut them back, and you repot them and feed them, and they come back to life, but they won't bloom.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I would do. is I would repot them now. Put them into an 8-inch pot, a great big pot.
Yeah.
And I would buy a fertilizer called Osmocote. Osmocote is a little pellet. It looks like a BB.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the plant gets watered, your plant gets fertilized. And Osmocote will last in a potted plant about 3 months. So I would pot it up now, new soil, put some Osmocote, and then write down on your calendar, this is April, May, June, July, feed it again with Osmocote to try and get it right through the summer. I would hit it with liquid food a couple of times and keep it someplace where it's going to get full sun all day long. The more sun it gets, the better. The more you feed it, the better it's going to be. And what I've done with some of mine, Barbara, is I'll grow them in the pot and then put them on my deck for the summer and grow them just like any other plant on the deck. And then in the fall, when they call for a frost, I put it in my basement and just forget it. Let it turn yellow, let it turn brown, and then maybe like around Christmas, I'll go down there and I'll cut off all of the brown leaves, maybe sooner, and then I'll bring it back up after the new year and it will flower for me. But it did take me 2 years the first time, because I kept it in a 6-inch pot, and I don't think there was enough soil. When you figure the size of that bulb to the size of the pot, the bigger the pot, the more soil, the more room for the roots to develop. And if you can push it with fertilizer and with plenty of water, they should bloom for you. So big pot, Osmocote twice during the year, some liquid food sporadically here and there, and it will flower for you. And let us know, please. Thank you, and have a great Easter. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from Rhode Island with a question about cactus.
Carol from Rhode Island, good morning. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, Mr. Parent.
Thank you.
I don't have a computer, but I would like to subscribe to your newsletter through the mail. Can I do that?
The only way we are able to do it is through the computer. But what you can do is if you go to your local library.
Uh-huh.
Most of the libraries have a computer that you can use.
Yes.
So you go to the library, you punch in paulparent.com.
Okay.
And then when the website comes up, then you just click on newsletter and then print it. And that way you can have a copy of it. We're just right now we're just too small and we don't have enough people where we are able to mail out the newsletter.
Okay.
But again, if you go to the library, and I know most towns have computers that they'll let you use, and if you go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, it will come up, and it comes out every Thursday, so plan on going like on Friday.
Oh.
And then you can just print it out, and you'll have a nice hard copy for yourself to read later.
That would be great. I'll do that.
Okay.
My question was about a cactus. I have about a dozen small to medium cactus on 2 4-foot fluorescent light show. One of my small ones, 2-inch by 2-inch, white spines, with red spines on its top. I noticed a yellow creamy substance coming out of one of the Oreos, and I picked it out with a toothpick, and I discovered it had a deep hole in it, and I washed it under the faucet with hot water and soap and let it sit and dry, but it's the yellow creamy substance kept coming out. What was that?
Well, it could have been damaged. Now, most of your cactus during the winter months, you should be cutting back on the amount of moisture that you give that plant.
Yes.
So, for example, if you're watering your cactus during the growing season, which is May to September, mm-hmm. every couple of weeks, during September to May, you should be watering it once a month. So
right.
you're cutting your water in half.
Yeah.
So it could be that maybe it got too much water while it was dormant. You had a little bit of a fungus type problem, and that could be the problem. But if you've cleaned it out, you've done everything that you can, I would use a liquid food at right now with something like Miracle-Gro or the Blooming and Rooting to see if you can stimulate some activity in the plant to try and create a scab where that hole is to kind of seal it over so that the plant doesn't continue to lose internal moisture. And then you should be okay. So give that a try, Carol, and see what happens. Okay? So you've done everything else. Just try that and see if you can repair the damage. If a plant is actively growing and fed, it has a better chance on repairing damage than if you do nothing at all. So try that. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Mass with a question about lavender.
Hey, Mary, good morning, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter to you, Paul, too.
Thank you.
I have to move a lavender and a Rosa Sharon, and I'm wondering when is the best time to do it and what I should do with it when I move it.
Okay. On your lavender and Rosa Sharon, the best time to move it is while it is still dormant. So it should be moved in the next 2 to 4 weeks. And the sooner you can move it, the better. The way the weather's been, such up and down, I mean, it is normal now. My house in Maine, it's 39 degrees, so it is cool. But if you can move it while the temperatures are cool, there's less stress on that plant. And it can readapt to being moved from one location to the other. Now, on your Rosa Sharon, cut it back by 25%. Just cut the top right off. Don't cut it flat. Make it a nice rounded cut so it looks good. And that will help to balance the roots that you are not able to dig with the root ball and get as large of a root ball as possible.
Okay.
With your herb, cut it back by a third because that's evergreen. So you want to be able to eliminate some of the foliage in the transplanting process. Now, to help the plant to stimulate the roots, there are two products. One of them is called Plant Thrive, and it's a liquid, and you can buy it at most garden centers, and it's microbes and bacteria. It's the newest technology in gardening. And I'll tell you, this Plant Thrive, it's a liquid. You mix it with water in like a watering can.
Yeah.
You pour some in the hole, set your new plant in, fill your hole with soil, and then saturate the soil around it, and it will really help with the reestablishment of the root system. Now, if you're going to do a lot, you can buy a granular mycorrhizae and bacteria from a company called Espoma. They make Holytone and Plantone, and they have a product called Biotone, which is similar to the Plant Thrive, except it's in a granular form, and you would work it in the hole before you plant, and then sprinkle some on top after you have planted, but before you water, and that will help to stimulate the root system to have it develop faster. But the main thing is, anything that needs to be transplanted should be done in the next 30 days. And if you can get it done before the foliage begins to form on the plant, it will be a lot easier, less stress, less dieback on your plant.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, and you have a great Easter.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? Oh, we're coming on a break. When we come back, we'll go right to our next caller. Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox.
Hello. This is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast.
Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to everyone out there. We hope you have a wonderful day with your friends and family. And don't forget to enjoy the flowers and the plants that you have. Go to my website, paulparent.com. Click newsletter. If you don't receive it already, just put in your email address and you'll start getting it every Thursday. There is information on how to take care of all of your potted Easter plants now and how to care for them when the blooming cycle is over. Okay, Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Joyce from Washington with a question about hydrangeas.
Joyce, good morning and happy Easter to you.
Oh, happy Easter to you, too. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and I have, due to the mild winter that we had, my oak leaf hydrangea did not lose its leaves. We had an unexpected heavy snow, and the weight of the snow split the plant directly in the main stem down probably 2 to 3 inches, and it's viable on both sides of the break. But the break has since dried. I didn't discover it until just recently. And I'm wondering, what can I do with this plant? Can I save both sides of it? Can I somehow mend it?
Okay. How thick is the stem where it split at that crotch?
The stem is, I would say it's an inch and a half in diameter.
An inch and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what I would do is I would go to the hardware store and get a screw or two, probably two of them, that are going to be 1 inch in length.
Yes.
And as skinny as possible.
Okay.
And have somebody lift up the two halves of your plant.
Yeah.
So that you put them back together exactly how they were before the weight of the snow broke them. Then, if you've got one of the cordless drills, that's great. Put one screw going into the plant from one side of the plant, and then a second screw going in on the opposite branch. Just like if you break a leg and they put a pin in the bone. And the two screws in there will hold it in place. Now, from once you've done that, take some sort of tape, either duct tape or masking tape or something like that, and I want you to wrap from the bottom of the split all the way to the base of that Y-shaped crotch and tape it fairly tight to hold it into position. And then what will happen is from now until fall, that should be able to mend back together. Next spring, and not before, I want you to go back out to your hydrangea, take a sharp knife, and cut, or you can just peel off the tape that you have put around it, but leave the two screws inside that branch. And what you'll notice in time is the bark will grow right over the head of the screw, totally covering it, but it's still being held in place. If you don't remove the tape around it, it will work like a girdle, preventing it from getting larger and will restrict the growth of the plant. So pull it together, get it as even as you can, and then a nice thin 1-inch wood type screw with a long point on it, and put two or three screws in it depending on the length of that tear. Tape it up together and fertilize it, and it should be able to repair itself just like you repair a broken bone in your body, and it should work for you real, real well. I want you all to have a good Easter. Enjoy your meal, enjoy your plants and your family, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live from Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester, and we'd love to